This is Nandita Jairaj. I'm at Fatima Retreat Home with Dr. Father Leo D'Souza, and we're doing an oral history interview, and Father Leo has consented to doing this interview. Okay. That's just something I have to do.
Yeah.
So, can you just say something, Father? Like, mic check, and just test the... Can you say something like mic check or your name? I'll just test the mic as well.
Yeah, yeah. My name is Father Leo D'Souza.
Okay, perfect. I thought today, Father, if we could just... I did read especially what you have written here.
Yeah.
So, and it's quite comprehensive, and I'm trying my best to not make you repeat too much. But I would like to hear in your words about your early education, and especially in Aloysius, because you did go to the school.
Yeah.
I think it would be the 30s and 40s.
Yeah, I did my early education in Aloysius.
Yeah.
That is, I went to school in St. Louis, the St. Aloysius College.
Okay.
It was... sounds funny, but at that time the whole institution was called college.
Okay, including the school.
Yeah, including the school.
I see.
So we 4 or 5 years old, so we are going to college. No? So that is fun then.
Mm-hmm.
I went there about 5 or 6 years old, and we went up to my intermediate. At that time, there was no PUC.
Right.
There was no, it was called intermediate between college and school. So I did my intermediate there. I took science, that is, at that time we had to take chemistry, physics,
mm-hmm.
and mathematics.
Yes.
I took these three subjects.
No biology.
At that time, people who took biology were considered a little
inferior.
Okay. No? So we would not even think of taking these combinations.
Yes.
And after intermediate, I entered the Jesuits.
Yes.
And I had to go to Calicut.
Okay.
Because the early, what you call the novitiate.
Okay.
At that time, was in Calicut.
I see.
And I had to study right in the beginning some Malayalam.
Okay.
And and in the novitiate, we were trained to do everything.
Okay.
All sorts of works which normally people would not do.
I see.
For example, we had to clean also the toilets.
Right.
At that time it was called the kakus.
Yes.
And it was a real kakus. what do you call it?
The flush.
Flush only.
Right.
So you have to
right.
take the material, clean it and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all to make us ready to be doing anything.
Right.
Yeah. And another thing that we had to do was to serve at table.
Okay.
Others will be eating.
Okay.
Then we had to take the dishes of all that. And and then after the meals, they had to wash the
plates
and the dishes and
yes.
all that. And they would keep those serving a table, they would what you call the second table.
Okay.
Second table.
Okay.
For those people who are working,
okay.
serving and doing that.
Okay.
And they would, something would be kept for them.
Yes.
And one day, there will be some soup also for the people. And somebody remarked that the soup was a little thin.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
It tastes like dish water.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody said loudly, "You have done it again."
Okay.
Says, "What done it again?" Says, "You have missed, they've given them dish water instead of soup."
Was that a joke?
No, really. So, that is.
Father, when you were in Aloysius in the school, do you remember any teachers or did you have anyone you looked up to or any mentor figures in school?
Yeah. There were quite a number of them. There was one when I first started, I don't get the name, I forget names.
Okay, yes. He was a teacher.
Yeah, he was a very good teacher, and I still remember the first day we had to study at that time English and Kannada.
Okay.
As the first letter was Kannada,
okay.
And she showed us to draw. And my impression is looks like a lock.
Okay.
Door lock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I still remember that. And she was very kind.
The teachers were all male?
No.
They were also women?
No. For the earlier classes, they were women.
I see.
And I don't, And she was very kind and good. And then later on, there was another teacher,
in a higher class?
That was in the fourth standard.
Okay.
Yeah. That was in the fourth standard. And she was also very good. And she was talking about cheese.
Okay.
And said, described in foreigners. There was no idea of trees at all.
Yes.
In India.
Yes.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Then we all thought she would bring some trees for us. Nothing came with it, all disappointed.
Were these teachers Indian?
Yeah, they were all Indian.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't remember having ever visited that. Did not have any
British teacher.
I know.
Was your brother an influence? I know he was also a scientist. Did you at all, were you at all inspired by him, or did you think that maybe you might follow his footsteps?
My brother was a scientist who was. He studied it myself, then went to B.A.R.C.
Yes.
But he did not influence me in any way.
Right.
And that way, that I admired him because he had risen to a very high level in B.A.R.C. And he was given very big charges. And we sent from Chandra Religious College people who are doing their doctorate to get some experience working in a particular area.
I see.
He was ready to help them out.
He was in Bombay, or did he come back to Mangalore?
He was in Bombay. Then again, he got cancer.
I see.
And they came here to. They had some property near our house. He came to settle something and all that. And his wife also came. No, his wife came from Britain. Anyway, he came and discovered that he has cancer and was admitted to Father Muller's.
Nice.
And he, he could not take him back to Bombay. I don't they could not take them to Bombay, and he died there. And was buried in Vijay Cemetery.
Father, before you left Mangalore for the first time, what was Mangalore like in the 30s?
Mangalore was a big village.
Really?
Actually, Mangalore ended, you know, Bansal Street.
Yes.
You move there, there is a hotel.
A big hotel?
Big hotel.
Goldfinch?
No, no, that is the other side. Going to, away from.
Okay.
Bansal Street. And there is a road going, right? It's a big hotel.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, that road was the end of Mangalore.
I see. End of the city?
No, city.
Okay.
And what? It was an inn, and it was not even Taj. It was Taj much later, up to that particular point. And there was no electric light also. There was some light, but up to that point.
Okay.
Yeah. What is the name of the hotel?
Yes.
You'll get it if you go.
Yeah.
And our house and all that, the Kadri Kamra, that came in the village.
I see.
Yeah,
I
see. Came in the village.
It's a lot of greenery.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing was green.
Right.
Because this is only fields.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Only the fields. And
what was it like for you to leave home first? You were still quite, I'm guessing you were a teenager when you left to Calicut for the first time.
Then, yeah, because I wanted to be a priest.
Yes.
And my knowledge of priests was the priests who were running the college.
Mm-hmm.
I had seen them, how they were living,
yes,
and how they were concerned with the poor,
yes,
and needy. The young father used to go down the hill to Wedlock Hospital to just to visit them.
Okay.
And he had one leg not.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. And but in spite of that, he would go,
yeah,
meet them, talk to them.
Right.
And seeing all that, and the love for the poor especially,
right,
I said, I also wanted to,
right,
do that.
Yeah.
That's the reason I,
yeah,
yeah. My elder brother was also a Jesuit.
Right.
And he inspired me also,
mm-hmm,
wanted to,
mm-hmm,
be like him. Him also. Yeah.
Was it from Calicut that you went to Trichy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I read that how botany was, in a way, it just sort of fell into your lap and you didn't really choose to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Did you instantly start liking it, or was there a...
See, I told you,
right,
people were considered studying biology was considered a little,
yes,
low grade.
Yes.
And so I was feeling a little shy going to that department.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything about biology.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day, the teacher, the professor said, we will have a division of what you did in the,
okay,
the brain of the earthworm.
Yes.
So they gave us this
wooden
part. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And earthworm.
A live earthworm?
No, I think they...
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the professor said, today we'll do the revision, the brain of the earthworm. Now, I didn't want to tell anybody that I had no idea of this.
Right.
So, I slowly looked at what my they were doing. Took the earthworm,
mm-hmm,
and fixed it on the,
mm-hmm,
wooden part. I did the same thing. Then took a knife and cut the one end of it.
Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And I opened and I was looking for the brain when the professor came and stood behind me, said, asked me, what are you doing? I said, I'm trying to find the brain of the earthworm.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw the one actually opening and putting some black paper.
Okay.
After some time, Prabhupada came again and asked me, have you found the brain of the earthworm?
Okay.
See, I was looking for the brain, something like a lump.
Like our brain.
I was so good. I couldn't find anything. So, and the professor asked, have you found the brain of the earthworm? I said, sir, I think this earthworm doesn't have a brain. And he said, the earthworm has a brain, but I doubt whether you have one. That is my first encounter with biology.
Right. Do you recall if there was a point when you thought, okay, maybe I'm starting to like this?
Much later.
In
Trichy? In Trichy also. Mm. See, I had no idea.
Yes.
But I studied the subject, liked the subject, studied the subject so well that I got the first rank in university.
Oh, really?
At BSc.
Okay.
And again, when I did my MSc.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you do your MSc?
Trichy. St. George's.
Okay.
No, that is from a non-renunciate. I think I have written there why I have taken the subject. Anyway,
yes.
I was in...
Your senior priest suggested you take botany.
Yeah.
That's
correct. No, you don't believe that.
No.
I think we will continue.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Nandita, no?
Yes.
Names, I keep forgetting.
No problem. I will remind you when I come again. Shall I stop the recording for now,
yeah,
Father?
Yeah.
We can continue. Maybe. Yeah.